On Saturday, we had the feast of the guardian of the archangels. And this morning, Mother Church gives us this memorial of the guardian angels. And these angels are pure spirits. And when they're given the name or the title angels, because these spirits have been given a special job, we can say, they're messengers. So the spirits who have a job of being a messenger are called angels. And so from the archangels over the weekend, we know that the messages that they sent to those chosen people in the scriptures, and the message that these guardian angels have, are the message of guarding us, protecting us, guiding us. We all remember that prayer we learned as a child. These special creatures that have been assigned to each one of us to light and guard, to rule and guide. We can imagine in our own lives our most treasured possessions. When we're a little child, it might be our stuffed animal or our favorite blanket or our favorite book. How much care and devotion we have to protect it and make sure it doesn't get lost or damaged. And as we get older and we start to have real possessions like cars and homes and children, what ends do we go to protect them from being lost or misused? Imagine how much more God loves us, the perfect Father, and His most prized possession. He sends His angels to guide us, to guard us, to protect us. The same way that we do for our own little temporal possessions, how much more is God concerned with our protection and our guidance? These are the creatures that we're honoring today. These spirits that God has created for our protection and our guidance. And they are real. You know, we live in a very scientific age where if we can't see it and dissect it, it's not real. Or if it's real, it's regulated off to the side of this kind of faith fantasy. As we come to know our guardian angel, as we surrender to this truth, our hearts and our minds are opened to the reality of this spiritual world, which is the really real, which is our goal. And we prayed that in the opening prayer, that these angels would guard us and guide us and then lead us to the heavenly home. And in the preface of Mass, right before we say the holy, 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 those words are so beautiful because it reminds us that as great and glorious as the angels are, they only point to Him who is the greatest and the glorious. Everything in this world points to our Heavenly Father who loves us. Let us pray for the grace to have a strong devotion to our guardian angel, that messenger that God has chosen for each one of us to rule and guard and guide and protect, to keep us from the enemy and to direct us closer to His sacred heart. And I guess I should mention that, you know, sometimes it's kind of popular to want to name your guardian angel. The church has been clear. In 2001, she put out a document on popular piety that we should not name our guardian angel. When you name something, it gives you authority over them. The angels are higher beings than the humans. We don't have authority over them. They're given to us to rule us, to guide us. The angels that have been named in the scriptures, we can be certain of their name. But we need not worry about naming our guardian angel. With humility and simplicity, like the children God has called us to be, we follow our Heavenly Father. So on this beautiful day that Mother Church gives us this memorial, this feast, let us entrust ourselves and our children and our friends and our families to our guardian angel.